From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Chris Faulkner, reading Part 2 of The Battle of Evernight, Book 3 of the Bitterbind Trilogy. Now let's resume with Chapter 8, Anath Gathalamor, Part 1, A Fortress Fair and Fell. And whither have the heroes flown, unto the bitter shore, and onward to the tableland they call the Plain of War, o'ershadowed by the starry heights whereon the ravens soar, to stand before the fortress grim, Anath Gathalamor. Verse from a new song circulating on the streets of Carvalor. The stars shone like fields of violets behind the intricate patterning of the leaded panes. Suspended from a golden chain, a filigree lamp gave off a frosty moonlight luminance that smacked of grimari. Surely no laurel flame burned within such a device. The intruder stood upon a landing between a flight of stairs leading up and another leading down. The balustrade was ornamented with repetitive cusped lancets and a trefoil frieze. Along the inner walls of the stairwell, the stems of slender colonnettes rose up, curving gracefully like lilies into complex vaults supporting the stairways. Softly, Tuckwill began to ascend. Her feet made miniature sounds upon the steps. The feather cloak brushed them, whispering. The air exhaled the scent of grimari. Up she toiled, and now the exhilaration and artificial strength imparted by the swan's...